We're being joined this morning by State Representative Patrick Kearney to discuss the latest on Beacon Hill. State Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So first off, I want to take a look at the ongoing vaccine rollout. How do you think that's going so far?
You know, Dan, we've had a couple of discussions about the vaccine rollout. And, you know, as anything happens, you know, there's been bumps in the road along the way. But from a general standpoint, specifically here in Marshfield, our vaccine rollout has been pretty successful. We've been getting folks appointments that they need locally. The past couple weeks, been able to secure some Johnson & Johnson vaccines. I know they're doing the Johnson & Johnson today and tomorrow at the Marshfield vaccination site. It's been very efficient, and we're going to be trying to make up for any of the lost revenue and uncovered federal expenses in the upcoming state budget. So things are going well in this area, and we hope to continue that effort.
And as you mentioned, funds, of course, we are seeing more federal relief funds that are now making their way into the state. How do you see those being distributed?
That's something that, as a member of the Ways and Means Committee, I'm watching very closely. As of right now, revenue has been up the past 3 months, a lot more than expected. So we're actually pretty happy about where the money is at for the state. We're budgeting appropriately without the federal money. And when the federal money comes in, we'll be having continued conversations as to where to specifically target that federal relief money so that the folks on Main Street that have been affected the most by this pandemic are receiving the funds that they need to get back to normal.
Also, the town of Scituate got some firefighter grants.
Both Marshfield and Scituate got some firefighter grants. We had secured $400,000 in a Complete the Streets grant program for Scituate. I went to the groundbreaking ceremony of the new police station in Marshfield on Friday. There's a lot of things happening around the district, and there will continue to be some big announcements as we head into the spring and early summer. So we continue to work hard on Beacon Hill for the people of Marshfield and Scituate, and I think that it shows as the progress is being made around the district.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.